I'm Bob.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Does your well water need?
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. We do have a great show for you today. We have a few of good friends of mine in the house. But more importantly, we have Roger back after weeks of vacay. And
I'm more important than your good friends, Anita?
Yes, you're the man. You are the man.
They're more important. Hi, friends.
I am glad that you're here.
Thanks.
Unfortunately, we do have news to report. As everyone, I'm sure, is glued to their TVs right now, we do have a historic Category 4, just shy of a Category 5, slamming into the northwest in the area of the Panama City and Mexico Beach at about 155 miles per hour. And we hope that everybody is bunkered down and or have vacated and are safe.
Yeah, just to keep it in perspective, Anita, Category 5 is the strongest hurricane, you know, category we've got.
Correct.
That is 157 miles an hour or up. We're at Category 4 with Michael, which is 155. So we're only 2 miles an hour shy of being the strongest, you know, category of hurricane that the National Weather Service even categorizes. So people did get, you know, a lot of notice to get out. I had to literally scare my daughter to evacuate. She lives in Tallahassee, goes to school. She thought she'd, you know, kind of weather it out. I said, honey, come home. And then she says, no. So I started sending her clips of news links and speeches from the governor.
It's time to go.
And then she started crying to her sister saying, Dad's trying to scare me. And she decided to come home. So I'm happy. So sometimes you got to scare
too.
Your kids.
Sometimes you do because, you know, of course, you know, I remember when I was 18 or 19 or 20, I thought I was invincible. You know, it's like Hurricane 4, Category 4, we can handle this. But no.
Even if it gives your parents some peace of mind, it doesn't hurt to come home if you're in that kind of situation. Of course,
Correct.
Those who are there, they're basically sheltering in place. Those who chose not to stay, which are always those who do, then at this point, they can't do anything at this point because being on the road is more dangerous than, you know,
Correct.
being in their places.
Correct. So we hope that everybody's bunkered down and we just got to wait now. Unfortunately.
Yes.
So, well, I've been extremely busy. I know you have been.
Yes.
And today I went to go see Ron DeSantis. He was in town collecting things for the hurricane. And so we had a couple of people from the office go over there and, you know, take some water and whatnot. And I wish I had taken I could have interviewed him. For gosh sake, you know, I always, you know, I don't put my thinking cap, my journalist thinking cap on sometimes of now I'm just going to start carrying it with me because you just never know.
What's a new animal for you? And, you know, Anita, you've got this new contraption you can hook up to your phone and turns it into a portable recording studio.
Yes,
but
yes.
As I mentioned, you don't have to necessarily have that to get an interview, but it doesn't look as cool.
I'm at the stage where I got to look cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wish I did. I wish I did take it and interview him. I didn't even think about it till, you know, after the fact.
Right.
So, yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Brian. But what else is going on? What do you got?
Well,
you've been gone for about four weeks.
I did a staycation. Unfortunately, my wife was in a bad car wreck. So I've been taking her to doctor's appointments. We really didn't go anywhere, but so I was at home listening to you. And in fact, she's at a doctor's appointment right now that I've got to go pick her up after the show. So, keep us in your prayers and that kind of thing. But we're praying she'll be okay long term.
Yes.
So that's really what I've been up to lately. And, of course, talking my kids out of getting out of the hurricane.
Yeah.
So,
well, we have Kyrie White with us today from Realty Executive Oceanside. I love Kyrie White.
Oh, I love you too.
He is one of my favorites. Just don't tell anybody else in the office.
Shh.
But he has an update for us on statistics on what is happening here in Northeast Florida with real estate. What do you got for us, Kyrie?
We're just going to run the numbers based on August Northeast Florida Association of Realtors. We're still seeing historic figures across the board. Average sale prices are right around 265, median price 220.
That's good.
Slightly down from July. Still up from last year, still up, over the past 10 years. Inventories took a small dip. Days on market still averaging about 60 days, so we're still selling as fast as ever. The big thing to notice is month supply and absorption rate. They have kind of a similar / inverse relationship. Month supply is active listings divided by pending and sold listings. And absorption rate gives you sales per month divided by the actual homes available. So we're seeing kind of a slight stall, which is just, again, it's indicating that shift.
And
we talk
much,
about interest rates.
That sounds like a lot of inside baseball talk for people who, nothing bad about it, people who do real estate for a living, but for the average person maybe wanting to put their house in the market, is there a certain time of year that's better to sell your house?
No, it's always, it's whatever is best for the client is the best time to put your house on the market.
Okay.
Absolutely. A lot of people think that, Christmas is slow. It's not. That's the busiest time of year for me. So, it just depends. It's if your needs... We're gonna work really hard to get that house sold for you. It doesn't matter if it's spring, summer, fall, or
are you
winter.
Watching any of the other population factors? Like, for example, maybe being a military town, maybe a new aircraft carrier we hope will come here one day.
Oh, that's always good.
Would that be something that you're like looking at and you keep an eye on things? And does that cause prices to go up or down, or how does that affect things?
I don't think it really affects things either way. When we have a ship that comes in, a lot of times they're going to rent more than purchase, but we do have the ones that do in fact purchase. But I think to break down what Kyrie's statistics are is, days on market, I think this time last year we were at about 60 days last year. They're slowly creeping up, so the market is still hot as can be. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that.
All right.
But it's slowing down slowly. So we just got to get people out there because the interest rates are still low to purchase properties. Right.
That always encourages new sales, doesn't it, when interest rates are low?
People want to be out there. We're a little stagnant, but that could be for a lot of different reasons. A lot of people, we have elections coming in November, so a lot of times people kind of wait till after that, and which we're going to talk a little bit more about here in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty optimistic about it. Is it time for my properties? My hot. Yeah, sometimes he slacks. I don't know what to do with him. Thank you, Brian. Okay, we got a couple of properties. We have a hot property at 432 Brody Cove Trail for $247,000. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, 1,694 square feet, and that is listed by Kyrie White.
It's got a pool home.
It is okay.
We get summer till about November.
Yeah, and then when it's winter for about 2 weeks.
About a week, yeah.
But people nowadays have heated pools. They can go swimming year-round, can't they?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We also have a new listing at 4850 Marine Point Drive. That's $385,000. It's a five-bedroom, three-bathroom, 2,991 square feet, listed by Betty Layton, our top producer.
How much is that going for?
$380,000. Nine, I believe.
Oh, great.
I already passed the page. Sorry.
Okay.
It's 385.
Okay.
And we have one more. Highland Glen. It's 439,500, and it is at 13085 Sir Rogers Court. So give us a call. Give us a call if you're interested in taking a look at some of our hot properties.
Mm-hmm. Now, the numbers sound kind of intimidating. Don't let it, because if you own a home now, you want to upgrade, you can always roll your equity over from your previous home, and then the net effect, you could be a lot less than these numbers you're mentioning.
And do we have a show, so stick with us. We have Jet in the house, and we have Tomas Jimenez from Jimenez Law Firm. So stay with us on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And I am so excited to have Jason in the house from Jet Home Loans.
Anita, how are you? It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
I am so excited to have you here. I love you guys. Love to follow you guys on Facebook. And I know that you just opened your business about a year ago, and it's doing so well. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So Jet Home Loans was created. We are a subsidiary of Prime Lending and also a subsidiary of Dreamfinders Home. So we opened up coming up about 1 year. So November 1st is our 1 year anniversary, and in that time frame, we've had a number of great loan officers in the area join us. And between the realtor and builder business, we're one of the top in the area now. So
that's awesome.
It's exciting. Yeah.
And you brought Lisa with you.
I did.
Now, yeah. Lisa, what kind of loans do you guys have? What do you guys have that's different from other people?
Well, hi everybody. I'm Lisa Doherty with Marta Lillard. We're called the L&M team, and we've got a lot of great opportunities at Jet. We do a new program that we have. It's called the 100% program. So it's specific to Jet. And, you know, we're getting ready to roll that out to the community. So we've got a lot of different opportunities at JET, and we're really excited to be part of that team and Jason's team.
So what do you mean by 100% program?
So you remember back in the day when there was 100% financing?
I remember back in the day.
Okay, so that,
That's why I'm asking.
Yep, so that back in the day. Now, I will, you know, put a caveat on this. It's not like it was in the past where, you know, it's 100% financing and anybody and everybody can do it. So
interest they, only.
Yeah, not on this one. Okay. So
now this is probably 100%, but we're still giving you our DNA.
That's correct. Yep.
It's just to be safe.
Yep. So you know that when your neighbor moves in, they've qualified for that house. But we decided to roll this out because there's a lot of down payment assistance programs, a lot of things out there as well. But this 100% one loan is you know something that not a lot of people have in the market. So 100% financing, it is going to allow somebody to speed up the term that they pay it off. So it's not based on a 30-year amortization, which it so it protects everybody a little bit so that you're not going to be underwater on that.
So that's great.
Unique caveats to it.
Very good. If people have questions, we want you to call in at 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Give us a call and ask Jason some good questions.
I've got a question. What if you do 100% financing? Is the interest rate going to be affected by the fact that everything's being financed, or is it about the same as you charge somebody who has 20% down? Or
yeah,
how does that work?
That's a great question. It actually almost mirrors where a regular conventional rate is. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little bit higher, but there's also an opportunity in that loan to do no PMI as well.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you that next. You know, yep. How would PMI work? You wouldn't need it?
Well, you have PMI. We can also you can either finance the PMI to buy it out, or you can pay that PMI up front.
PMI, for those who don't know, means
private mortgage insurance.
And why would people need that?
So anytime that somebody is not putting down 20% on the loan,
okay,
the mortgage company, any lender, is going to have insurance to protect in case that loan goes into default.
Okay,
and that that the PMI companies would help cover the difference between what that home was sold at, you know, in the foreclosure
on the on the courtyard steps.
Yeah.
Now, right. Jason, I know that you don't have a crystal ball, but I know our listeners out there are really curious as to, you know, with your training and experience, where do you think we're headed? Where do you think the market is headed as far as, you know, how does it look for us here in the future?
So the crystal ball is the key word there. No, nobody has it. But my experience and just knowledge of the market, you know, rates are then a 30-year rate now is it's about the highest it's been in 8 years. So as of this afternoon, we were, on the best out there, almost 5%. So I just actually was reading an article. That's the first time that we've hit those levels in about 8 years. So the question is for, you know, anybody that's thinking about buying or, you know, is now the time? And while we don't know the crystal ball, there's nothing economically that says we're going to get a reversal. So, you know, it's not going to go back down to
3%,
3.5%. What, you know, we've been used to for so many years with, you know, government money in the market. So,
yeah. And for people on the fence, because we always have those people, they're going, I'm not sure to sell, I'm not sure to buy. You know, it's like, you need to do it because it's only going to go up. Yeah. We're not going to go back down.
Yeah. We, like I said, nobody has a crystal ball, but we all feel that it is probably overdue that the rates are back up.
And having said that, we have elections coming up. Mm-hmm. And you know, I like politics. We are bipartisan here, but I'm really curious as to, with elections, how does that impact, you know, we got one side that says one thing, you know, the left, we got the right that says something else. Mm-hmm. And how does that affect your business?
I would say the last election, and I'll speak on it from a you know what each side would have meant for the mortgage business. So the first side would have been the Hillary side. I think that we would have been prolonged with interest rates, but you know, we would have stayed artificially low and continued to be artificially low, and then all of a sudden we would have had potentially a huge, you know, increase. On the Trump side, it was rip the Band-Aid off. We know that rates got to go up, so we ripped the Band-Aid off, and now we're seeing more gradual. So it's not a, you know, it's not a, you know,
we're not going to feel the pain all at one time.
No. So we've continued to see that, and you know, economically, if the economy continues to prosper and continues to be boosted, I mean, you know, we should see higher rates. I mean, it's
the economy is getting better, so we expect it to go higher. We've got a question from one of our listeners. Ed, are you with me?
Hi there.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Hey, Anita. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
You're good. Just a quick question. I'm in Fruit Cove, Jonathan Creek, and have looked at some homes, and I see the USDA on some ads, and I'm not sure what that means. So if maybe Lisa or Jason could explain
Absolutely.
The USDA program.
Well, Ed, thanks for the call. In regards to USDA, that is a rural development program that, number one, the area in the house that you're purchasing, it has to be in an area that USDA will lend in. So the easiest way to do that is if you just Google, you know, USDA property eligibility and put in the specific address, that's the first way you can see if the property, you know, allows for that. The second piece of that is, depending on where that property is, there's a maximum county income limit. So let's say that you've got a household of four, you know, you might be able to go, I think it's around 78,000. So yeah, 78,000
for a family of four.
Correct.
Huh.
So it's not meant for, because it's 100% financing. So you can do up to 100% financing. So
yeah, it's a good deal if you know, and a lot of people think that you have to be out in the middle of nowhere to get that type of loan. But we have actually several places in Duval that you can get that type of loan. So a lot of it is just going to the site, checking out the zip code or the address, and seeing if it does in fact qualify. And the loan may take a little bit longer, not much, but just a little bit longer. You know, maybe instead of 30 days, we're looking at 35 or 40 day closing. They work out really, really nice.
Yeah,
real nice.
You definitely want to keep up with that. That is one of those programs. They will change the maps pretty much every year. So as the population grows, we're going to get smaller and smaller, that area. So that's one you want to jump on.
So can your company do that for us?
Yes, we do USDA financing.
And that is
great.
Jet.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Ed. And that is Jet Home Loans at 904-557-9902. That's 557-9902, Jet Home Loans. Jason, thank you so much for being here. I know you're going to stick with us because we're going to continue to talk about the amendments. And I want you to buzz in because we're going to talk a little bit about politics when it comes to obviously, when we're talking about amendments, but a lot of it pertains to what you do as well. So I'm excited about that. And we have Tomas Jimenez, which last night, I gotta say, was amazing at your candidate forum. I missed your first one. Unfortunately, couldn't get out of an appointment on the first time you had it. But I was so impressed last night to see all the candidates there and just be able to mingle and chat with them, you know, because usually you can't get close to them.
Yeah, I appreciate you being there. Yeah, it's actually exactly the reason why we put it together.
Yeah.
Was for that reason.
And when we come back, you're going to tell us about last night because you and your family were dynamic. And if you have questions, we want you to call 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255 on WBOB.
Thank you. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The National Hurricane Center says Michael made landfall today near Mexico Beach, Florida, as a catastrophic Category 4 hurricane, pushing a deadly storm surge and whipping the coast with winds of 155 miles an hour. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal says Michael is unlike any storm that they have had in their recent memory. He says this one will inflict serious damage across central and southern Georgia. He's calling on people to protect themselves, their families, and anybody who needs assistance. More than 1,200 evacuees are staying in Georgia state parks, which are waiving the entrance fees for those seeking shelter from the storm. New York State police say that the operator of a limousine company involved in a deadly crash has been arrested. The arrest of Numan Hussein was announced in a brief press release this afternoon. Phone call to his lawyer has not been returned so far. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 487. This is SRN News.
You know what's a brilliant idea? Sharing. It just makes sense. You share cars to get from one place to another. You could share houses when you go on vacation. We teach kids to do it. It's a wonderful thing. So what if you had someone willing to share your health care bills? That's the beauty of MediShare. In a time when insurance costs are through the roof, MediShare is affordable, down-to-earth health care for about half the cost of insurance. You get hundreds of thousands of people who share your medical expenses. No tax penalties or enrollment periods. No drama about drop plans. Just the same healthcare sharing program that folks have been trusting in for more than 25 years. MediShare is people helping people the way healthcare was meant to be. Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Bogers Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Bogers Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Bogers Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Bogers Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Bogers Shoes difference. Bogers Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
I needed money, cause I had none. I fought the law, and the law won. I fought the law, and the law won.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Give us a call to talk to our guest today, 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. We have Jet Home Loans in the house, and we have Jimenez Law Firm in the house. Tomas, tell us about your big night last night at your candidate forum. I was so impressed. It was great to see your family again. And it was unbelievable. So tell us about it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was a great event. I appreciate you coming out and showing support. We had a great time and really appreciate you being there and enjoyed seeing you. We know we got a lot of coverage actually here with Ed Dean in the morning. He did a lot of a lot of promoting of the event, so he helped us in that, and we appreciate that.
Isn't he awesome?
Yeah,
he is really a good dude. You know, he teases a lot sometimes on the show, and you know, but he is really he's got a soft heart.
Yeah, he sure does, and he's definitely a friend. So I appreciate all that everyone has done here at this the station. But yeah, the event was great. We had everyone who was running in the contested race for Florida House in the Duval District, Duval area, present. So we had House District 11, House District 12, House District 15 and 16 present, both sides, Republicans and Democrats. And then we had Aaron Bean and his opponent. That is the only contested Senate, Florida Senate seat.
And that I thought was the most interesting. It was kind of a little bit entertaining as well.
It was. Aaron's always entertaining. He's a good guy. And I don't know if it was, I don't know who was more entertaining, him or his opponent, but it was definitely.
They were
both entertaining. Reason or another.
Yes, of
for
course.
Different reasons.
Yeah. I don't really hide, you know, who I vote for, but I did vote for Aaron, but it was so nice to actually meet him in person.
Yeah.
And chat with him and discuss some topics. And I was even more impressed by him.
He's very dynamic.
Yes.
He certainly is. And he actually was the sponsor of the food that last night. So if you got any of the hors d'oeuvres, Senator Bean was our sponsor who did that for us, the last forum and this forum as well. So he was he's definitely a friend and always there for us whenever we need him.
And again, you know, it was great to talk to both sides because just, you know, getting a different perspective.
Sure.
And finding out even a little more about, you know, the other candidates,
sure.
I thought was you did such a great job balancing that out,
sure,
to get both sides and both information out there. And gosh, when are you going to do this again?
Well,
I want a debate.
You know, and a couple things there. I mean, I'm glad you touched on that because that was really the idea that we had behind it, which was to allow the folks being the constituency to meet the candidates. You know, a lot of times. You don't really get to meet them, much
Correct.
Less together at the same time and hear both sides. And really the idea is for us to be able to determine who we're going to vote for based on the issues and how we feel about that individual candidate's values and what their positions are on certain issues. So
yeah, and shame on people for missing it because it's true. It's so true. We don't feel, you know, a lot of times when you go to events, you know, you're going to listen.
Right.
And but here at your event, you're actually – you're mingling,
sure,
with them, and it's a one-on-one. I mean, I had one-on-one time,
right,
with quite a few of the candidates,
right,
on both sides,
right,
and it was fascinating.
Yeah, that's really the idea. The idea is, again, we kind of did the intro. We asked them a couple of questions, things that we had gone through a committee, figured out what was something that were questions or issues that are really important to our community, and then left the end of the event for people to talk to them and get to know them and ask them follow-up questions or, you know, new questions, whatever they may have, and really be able to explore more with that candidate as to what their positions are and being able to, you know, again, make an informed decision when it comes down to voting. So, yeah, I mean, that's the next one that's coming up. We have one coming up for the unitary election for 2019, which is going to be for city council, mayor, and sheriff. We're working on selecting a date now for that. We'll probably won't do that for the primary. We'll do it for the runoff election on that one because, you know, there's going to be two elections in 2019, and then, of course, we're going to do something for 2020. I mean, it's something that we're going to plan on continuing to do.
It's going to be fun here in the next couple of years.
It's going to be great. I mean, it's literally, you know, it's something that just kind of developed from an idea and that I came up with in May of all times. And we had an event in July. Now we had one last night, and then we'll have them going forward. And it's something that the community, I think, really needs it and wants it. So that's why they came, and the candidates love being there and having the exposure. And I think it's a win for everybody.
It definitely is. It definitely is. I really appreciate you doing that. Now, we know that on the ballot, we have, is it true that we have like 18 amendments?
13 amendments.
Okay,
yeah.
13 amendments. I knew it was some outrageous number.
It is.
And what is an amendment? A lot of people, isn't that adjusting our
Constitution
here,
right,
in Florida?
Right.
Correct?
So basically, it's a change of the Constitution. So the Constitution is basically the framework, the basic framework where you start when you're talking about laws. So you have your constitution, and then from there you'll have legislation, which is a lower type of law. Constitution, obviously, to amend a constitution is a greater task as far as what it requires for it to change. And you're talking about the essential framework of what governs us.
And if I'm not mistaken, we change it the most out of any state. in the U.S.?
That I don't know, but it seems as though every time I go to the ballot, there's amendments, and this is the most amendments I've ever seen on the ballot. So I would probably say that's probably accurate, but I don't know for what certainty.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, and it's so important. Do you know where? I know you passed these out last night. I've got it in front of me. It's a 2018 nonpartisan voter guide.
Correct.
Which is a wealth of information because it really does break it down. It simplifies it.
Yep.
And
the League of Women Voters were actually the ones who reached out to us and offered to bring this to us. They have this both in English and in Spanish, and it was brought to us. It's interesting, like, you know, not to go back to the event, but, you know, we've had so many people who've reached out to us just to give support in one way or another with whatever they have, and it's really been a bipartisan effort, and this is a nonpartisan, you know, publication and organization, and they brought this to us, and I was like, wow, it's amazing. I mean, they just offered to bring it to us for free, and I was like, yeah, put it out there.
Well, this is great, and because I want people to get a copy of this, because all the amendments are on here.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse than not knowing and going to vote.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You know, so
especially on this type of stuff. These are very serious items that are on here. I don't think we'll get into all of them today. I know that we have two that we want to talk about specifically, but there's really some really important items in here that people should get educated on before.
Yeah,
they make
things can raise your taxes on here and or not, and so you need to. What's great about this? It's a quick summary. It's kind of like getting those little, in college, you'd get the cliff notes, right?
Right.
This is like the cliff notes, if you will.
Right.
And it's got good information. It breaks it down. So you're not reading, 10 pages on each amendment. This
right.
is literally maybe two paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
So, small paragraphs, I might add to that.
Yep.
And so it's good to get a hold of this. And of course, you can always Google and read online, but I went online, and there's they're kind of thick.
Yep.
I think this breaks it down.
It down really nicely.
Yeah.
And also, Republican Party of Duval County has, and I'm sure Democrats probably have too, but I've seen the Republican one that we have here at the studio that outlines and breaks down specifically which amendments Republican Party of Florida have endorsed and said what the ones you should vote yes on. So those are available as well if folks need some guidance as far as that. Obviously, you should be educated on it. Don't just vote in one direction, but
correct.
That's also some sort of guidance that we have out there.
Yeah, and just don't go. I mean, you have to do your homework.
And sure.
Today we're going to talk about what is related to real estate, and we have Amendment 1. And so what can you tell us about Amendment 1?
Sure. So basically Amendment 1 relates directly with homestead property. So as it is right now, we have in the state of Florida, homestead protection is one thing, but as far as taxation is concerned, you have up to $50,000 in homestead exemption. So what that means is it goes tiered based on your value. So the first $25,000 of value of your homestead, you already have right now a $25,000 exemption on that first $25,000. From $50,000 assessed value from $50,000 to $75,000, right now you have a $25,000 exemption for taxes, real property taxes other than school tax. So your overall millage really is something that's determined by the district that you're in Duval County, for example. But on average, it's between 18 to 19 mils. 6.25 of that is school tax. So basically, and I know it's kind of convoluted, but between 50 and 75 right now, you'll get that $25,000 deduction on the everything except for for schools. So the Amendment 1 seeks to expand that even more to grant another $25,000 exemption if your property is assessed from $100,000 to $125,000. And as we heard from Kyrie earlier, the average median price in Jacksonville, I think he said it was a $220,000 sale right now.
Yeah, above
so
that, sure.
So most folks in that average will be eligible to receive that $25,000 additional deduction on the assessed value.
So instead of 50, this would give them $75,000.
Correct, but remember, it's not going to be a full exemption because you'd still have to pay the school tax portion, which is 6.25 mils.
I think
$6 for every $1,000.
Yeah,
essentially,
so I think I did the math. It's I think it's about a $250 savings on an average household. On that
I would say
is what
probably
I read.
Like that. Yeah, it's somewhere in that range. Yeah, it's basically going to be maybe I don't know 12 mils on $25,000. So that's
right. So it's,
that's about right. Yeah, that's about right. That's
and
about
any right. little bit is going to help.
Sure.
And so this is going to be a positive thing for real estate.
Sure.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about Amendment 1 and 2. You're listening to WBOB. Give us a call at 222-TALK. That's 222-TALK on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709. Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Give us a call at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking about Amendment 1 and Amendment 2, things that deal with real estate. We've got Jason here from Jet Home Loans. Welcome back. What do you got for us, Tomas? What are the bad sides of Amendment 1? Are there any bad sides?
Well, I mean, there's always a good side and a bad side to everything. So what is estimated is that there'll be, if Amendment 1's passed, which, just to recap, it's going to give a $25,000 exemption for properties on homestead properties from $100,000 to $125,000, like in that value. So it'll basically result in giving a $687 million decrease in funds that'll be received by the municipalities and the cities and the counties. So that's really the downside to it. The question then becomes, obviously, where would they, if they have it in their budgets now, how are they going to balance their budgets, and will they need to increase taxes somewhere else? So that's another component of it. But it would help the actual individual owners themselves on that annual tax.
Yeah, but there has been discussion that the city governments would simply have to figure out a way to raise taxes elsewhere. We could end up seeing, because of this, an increase in the sales tax or more toll roads.
Right, exactly. And that sounds like they're going to have to make it up somewhere.
Well, we're already seeing the toll roads come in town, right?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, gosh. Taxing people to get to work on time.
Yeah, must I remind everybody I'm from Southern California. So when I got here, it's like, toll roads? What?
In California, if you had a toll road that you would be like a fast lane, you'd be happy to pay $15 or $20 just to go through it. Just
to avoid
that
gridlock.
The Golden Gate Bridge is what, $15 to cross that?
That's Northern California. That's a whole different country.
Okay.
I'm from Southern California. We do have a toll road. Uh-huh. They did put one in. Okay. I take that back, because we do have a fast lane that you have to pay a fortune for.
And I did. Of course you did.
Of course I did. I didn't care. It's like, get home an hour earlier.
Absolutely.
Especially there.
Yeah.
When you can sit in traffic for 3 hours.
That's like when I'm in Miami. It's like, I don't even look at the price for the fast lane. I just go in it.
And there were times we would literally,
for one of those deals sometimes.
Wow.
Get our dinner, because we knew we were going to be sitting on the freeway.
Eat in the car?
And we would eat in the car, and we would have our drinks, and we would, like, the car next to us, we'd show them we have a drink, cheers, you know?
Wow.
I know.
Things that police officers get away with, right? No, I'm joking.
Very good.
You were a law enforcement officer at the time, though, right?
Not when I was doing, yeah.
But she didn't say alcoholic beverage. She said drink.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm talking about a soda.
Cranberry juice, right?
Yeah. No, I'm talking exactly. about dinner okay. and a soda.
Okay.
No, it's
soda water. It's just a line.
You know how many people okay. here have an open container in their vehicle? You don't find that back there. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
The laws are too strict over there.
One thing that I did find, and if we're calling off this huge tangent about California, it's illegal for motorcycles to weave in and out of traffic.
They cannot.
They can't?
No, it's not safe.
Okay. I was made to understand that it was okay.
Yeah, they
were doing
so.
It when I was there. But anyway.
Oh, what they do, and, you know, they shouldn't. Nobody should go in between vehicles. That's very dangerous.
So yes. You would have stopped them and cited them for that? Had you seen them do that?
We, of course. That's what I care about at motorcycles. Okay, let's get back to Amendment 1. We talked about the pro sides,
yep.
the con. But for the most part, it's going to be a benefit for the Floridians. I can't imagine that's not going to pass.
Yeah, I can't imagine it won't either.
You know, giving our homeowners a little more of a break
sure.
is always a positive thing yep. In my book. Amendment 2.
Yes.
Now, getting back to Amendment 1, though, that is deals with residential.
Residential homestead, so your primary residence.
Correct. So let's make that clear.
Correct.
Amendment 2 is dealing with commercial.
Commercial and
apartments.
Commercial and investment properties that are non-homestead properties. So you have sometimes people who have second homes or folks who own properties that are from out of state. That this Amendment 2 is dealing with those properties. And so basically what it is now is there's currently a 10% cap on the amount that can be increased. And you cannot increase the taxes, the ad valorem taxes, on either a commercial property or a second home or second property more than 10% annually. It is. Mm-hmm. That's about to sunset. So when that sunsets, basically it'll go back to being whatever it increases will be, whatever they come up with at the property appraiser's office. So this Amendment 2 seeks to limit that, restrict it to 10% on a constitutional level. So in other words, there's not going to be a time where it will sunset. It will be that way going forward forever unless it's amended again. So that's what it seeks to do, is cap it at 10% increase annually for commercial properties or investment properties, second homes, and so forth.
And what's your feedback on all this, Jason?
Man, it's a lot to digest. But as far as the I think going back to the Amendment 1, I mean, I don't see that not going through just because it's gonna help so many different homeowners.
It's gonna benefit the majority.
It always sounds great to quote reduce taxes, sure. but. And I'm all for that, but in this particular case, it seems like all it's going to do is just, you know, be like a pea shell game where they're moving the taxation from one place to another, right?
Yeah, when you look at both sides of it, if they're giving us a break, most likely they have to make adjustments someplace else.
Right.
That would be the other side.
Anita, I have a good thought process that just came to mind. You know, most average disabled vets who have homestead exemption on this Amendment 1 would actually be the ones really benefiting. If they're going to get an additional $25,000 on this amendment, and there's already discounted on top of that, it's going to serve. We're a military town. It's going to serve our military veterans probably the best. Am I right?
Well, disabled veterans actually get a 100% exemption on property
right.
tax as of right now, so it wouldn't benefit them anymore if they're already disabled. But if they, there are some that have a small percentage. Yes,
a partial.
There is a partial. Yes, partial. There is. But on the full, yes, on in that regard, yes.
Yeah, and that's always positive.
So as far as the Amendment 2, I mean, we're, you know, as the First Coast grows, you know, there's a lot of people that are investing or, you know, second homes. So it's a major one.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so my understanding is that the real estate industry has poured millions of dollars into Amendment 2. So they obviously support Amendment 2. Is my understanding. It's a campaign which says the measure prevents taxes from skyrocketing or hurting the economy and making rents too expensive.
Right.
So can you explain that a little bit more?
So basically, as far as rents are concerned, I mean, it's almost like anything, even if it's like a tax on a corporation. We know that if there's somebody's being paid a charge a tax and they're in a business, they're going to pass that on to whoever's renting or buying from them. So that's really what I believe that to be trying to explain, is that if you increase taxes on commercial property or on investment property on the owner, they're just going to pass that down to their tenant or the person who's occupying their property if they're renting it to them. So that would be my argument or my understanding of that.
Okay, and are they putting a cap on? Is it a 10% cap?
Right.
For an annual increase?
Correct. So it'd be capped at 10% annually. So let's just say,
so it could never ever pass that.
Correct. That would be it. But obviously, every year you'd be able to bump it 10% on an annual basis. So in other words, you'd have, let's say, for round numbers, $100,000 property.
So this year I could get a 10% increase on my commercial business.
Right.
And next year I can get an additional 10%.
Like $11,000 the next year, and then it'd be whatever the math is going forward. So. Again, assuming that the value of the property is
increasing
at that amount, or that it would need to be reassessed.
Yeah, and realistically, so. If it's going to increase, it increases slowly.
Sure.
Here in Florida.
Correct.
Well,
hopefully.
Hopefully.
It won't increase more than 10%. We'll know that after that passes.
That's for sure.
At least the assessment value.
And Jason.
Yes.
What is your opinion on these amendments as far as, how do you feel about these?
So
we know about Amendment 1. What about Amendment 2?
So Amendment 2, you have a huge, if it does not pass, you've got a huge liability that the owners of commercial properties are going to pass on to renters, so that rents will continue to increase. However, if it does pass, I think that, I look at our area and the First Coast being a great place to invest in, and, on the residential side. And
definitely.
So, putting a cap on that will help out, help keep the taxes down, or at least, as they increase, that they're not seeing something that's huge in 1 year.
Very good.
And
good.
When we're looking at folks who are looking to make investment on the investment side in the state of Florida from outside our state, that's also another advantage as well. Because in Florida, for example, we look at the fact that we have no state income tax for personal income tax. We have
for now.
We have a low corporate tax, the cost of real estate in Florida actually per square foot is significantly lower than it is in other markets, particularly in Jacksonville. So if we're able to couple that with a maximum cap of 10% annually on taxes,
it's great.
It also creates an environment that,
sure,
that is conducive for folks coming here to make investment in real estate and to expand their businesses here.
Well, I cannot emphasize enough for people to get this little flyer or to do their homework on the amendments, because there's 13 of them. Get the Cliff Notes if you need to. But it's so great to educate yourself. Now, next week on our show, we have Aaron Bean coming on, and
yeah.
I'm excited about that. So we're going to hear his perspective of where he thinks real estate is headed. And so I'm real excited about that. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thanks for having
and,
us.
Thanks for having
congratulations
me.
On your success
Thank
on your
you
form
sure.
and
you.
And your new business, Jason. Appreciate you guys. And thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.